With the news in detail, here's Susan Jackson.
A Palestinian official in Gaza has said four people, including a pregnant woman, were killed in an overnight attack by the Israeli military. The official said they died in an airstrike on a house in the southern Gaza town of Deir al-Balah. The total number of Palestinians killed this month is now put at more than 800. Officials of non-governmental organizations put the number of Palestinian civilians killed at around 640. These, they say, include a large number of women and children. 32 Israeli soldiers and 3 civilians have died. The United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has said he's shocked and appalled by the shelling of a UN school in northern Gaza where hundreds of Palestinian refugees were sheltering. At least 15 people were killed. Hamas blames Israel for the attack. Israel says it's trying to establish who is responsible. Speaking in Cairo last night, Mr. Ban said the actions of both sides were intolerable.
This is wrong. Why are you continuing to kill people? There are many other ways to resolve this issue without killing each other. I'm angry about what they are doing. But we have to take action now.
The Israeli government spokesperson, Mark Regev, says Israel does not target civilians.
It's not clear. At this stage, there were UN reports saying that Hamas was shooting rockets that were landing in the Beit Hanun area. So we can't exclude that possibility that it was Hamas rocket fire. It could also have been our fire because our forces were receiving fire from that area, from the immediate vicinity of the hospital. And it's possible that if our forces returned fire to that, that it could have been our fire as well. But we have to investigate exactly what happened.
The leader of Hamas, Khaled Meshaal, said people of Gaza were being punished with a slow death in what he described as the world's biggest prison.
Regardless of the mechanisms, what is important to me is there should be a genuine guarantee to lift the siege on Gaza. These promises have been made in the past, but nothing was done. Gaza is part of the Palestinian land. We have 1.8 million people. They need to live without a blockade. We want an airport, a port. We want to open up to the world. We don't want to be controlled by a border crossing that makes Gaza the biggest prison in the world.
There's been more fighting in Jerusalem and in the West Bank, where thousands of protesters clashed with Israeli security forces last night. Israel's security cabinet is expected to meet today to discuss truce proposals submitted to the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu by the US Secretary of State John Kerry at a meeting in Tel Aviv on Wednesday. President Obama has criticized US companies which are exploiting a legal loophole to reduce the taxes they pay. In an interview with CNBC, Mr. Obama mentioned Ireland as one of the locations being used by US companies seeking to reduce their tax bills. He said that while people were paid to maximize profits, they were also obliged to be responsible corporate citizens. Our Washington correspondent, Katrina Perry.
Barack Obama launched one of his strongest attacks to date on US companies with operations abroad who take advantage of more favourable tax conditions when he delivered a speech at the LA Technical Trade College yesterday. He said companies which did this were technically renouncing their American citizenship and could be described as corporate deserters. He said he intended closing a loophole in the American tax code which permitted companies to locate abroad, saying he didn't care if it was legal, it was wrong. In a follow-up interview with CNBC, he expanded on his comments, singling out Ireland as a country where US companies were locating to take advantage of a more favourable tax regime, as he said, by magically becoming an Irish company. This, he said, was gaming the system. US officials have said that limiting tax inversions would result in a saving to the US economy of $17 billion over 10 years. Katrina Perry, RTE News, Washington.
The wreckage of a plane that disappeared with 116 people on board on a flight from the West African country of Burkina Faso to Algeria has been found in Mali. Air traffic controllers lost contact with the plane operated by Algeria's national airline Air Algérie early yesterday after pilots reported severe storms. The passengers included 51 French citizens. A spokesman for the government of Burkina Faso, General Gilbert Diendere, confirmed that a search team had located the wreckage just over the border in Mali.
Cette mission a trouvé sur place The mission found pieces of the plane at the crash site. It also found, sadly, the remains of dead bodies. We were not able to evaluate the situation precisely as night began to fall, but the team did confirm that it had seen the remains of the plane, totally burnt out and scattered on the ground.
The Netherlands is sending 40 unarmed military police to eastern Ukraine to help find victims of MH17. Most of the bodies, but not all, have been recovered from the site. The Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte said the Netherlands will also be sending investigators to the crash site.
I'm extremely motivated to find out what happened, who did this, and as soon as we know, I will do everything in my power, even if it's the last thing I do in this job, to make sure we bring them to justice.
The U.S. state of Arizona has halted executions pending a review of its death penalty procedures. The review was called after the execution by lethal injection of a convicted murderer, Joseph Wood, did not go as planned. Officials say Mr. Wood should have been dead 10 minutes after the lethal injection had been administered, but instead the execution took almost 2 hours to complete. Mr. Wood's lawyers are demanding an independent inquiry. And the time now is 7:30 past 8. The weather forecast, it'll be dry and sunny today. There'll be scattered showers in the west during the afternoon with heavy or thundery downpours. Highest temperatures will range from 22 to 27 degrees.